Hello and welcome to the English Martial Arts Podcast Show. And in this episode, we're going to be looking at martial arts injuries and their prevention.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
It's the English Martial Arts Podcast Show.
I love them a lot.
Martial arts injury prevention. Mixed martial arts, traditional martial arts, and self-defense practices differ in techniques, regulations, equipment, and intensity. As a result, martial arts participation causes a wide range of injuries that can vary from mild to severe. The most common martial arts injuries are sprains, strains, cuts and bruises. Broken bones also occur. These injuries frequently affect the knees, ankles, shoulders and elbows, and hands are particularly vulnerable to injury during striking martial arts or when sparring with weapons. Striking martial arts also result in more injuries to the head, face, nose and mouth. Concussions also occur, and some types of martial arts incorporate moves and holds that may result in neck injuries. Several strategies can help to prevent martial arts injuries, such as using proper protective equipment and having thorough training and supervision in new techniques. Proper preparation. Maintain fitness. Be sure you are in reasonably good physical condition when you begin martial arts training. Fatigue during training and competition often leads to poor technique and injury. Do not do an activity if you are too tired to do it safely. If you are out of shape at the start of your training, gradually increase your activity level and slowly build up to a higher fitness level. It is essential to build your strength and endurance before attempting complex martial arts techniques. Running, jumping rope, biking and swimming are good cardiovascular activities to help improve your fitness level. Anaerobic exercise such as strength training and plyometrics will also improve performance. Warm up. Always take time to warm up. Research studies show that cold muscles are more prone to injury. Warm up with jumping jacks or running or walking in a place for 3 to 5 minutes. Cool down and stretch. Stretching at the end of exercise is often neglected because of busy schedules. Stretching can help reduce muscle soreness and keep muscles long and flexible. Be sure to stretch after each training practice to reduce your risk for injury. Hydrate. Even mild levels of dehydration can hurt athletic performance. If you have not had enough fluid, your body will not be able to effectively cool itself through sweat and evaporation. Ensure appropriate equipment. Headgear is essential when sparring. Cups and protective waist belts add protection to the groin area. Use a mouth guard to protect your teeth, mouth and tongue. If you wear glasses, use safety glasses or glass guards to protect your eyes. Wrap your hands with the appropriate size wraps and with proper technique. Properly wrapped hands will feel secure. Proper footwear is important. On matted floors, avoid socks or footwear that may cause you to slip. In many cases, going barefoot provides the most stability. Talk to your coach or supervisor about what type of footwear would be best for your activity and skill level. Focus on technique. Learning how to fall is essential, and protecting oneself during a fall should be one of the first things learned and perfected. Being thrown by an opponent at high speed or falling onto one's neck or head can result in serious injury. New techniques should be practiced at half speed. It is also helpful to talk to the teacher or supervisor before attempting a new move to ensure you understand how to safely execute it. Understand the dangers of performing submission holds incorrectly. Know how much force may inflict injury. Know your opponent's level of expertise. Newer participants may not understand when they are in danger of injury, and when being held, recognize when you should tap out for your own safety. Understand what part of your body is in danger with each particular move. Armbar, your elbows, forearms and shoulders. Chokes, the throat and the neck. double wrist lock, the shoulder and the elbow, a guillotine, the neck and the throat. When using weapons, all strikes are potentially dangerous and should be taught only by someone who has an in-depth knowledge of martial arts weapons. Also, be aware of your surroundings while other people are practicing to avoid collisions. And you must prepare for injuries. Your teachers should be knowledgeable about first aid and be able to administer it for minor injuries, such as facial cuts, bruises, or minor strains and sprains. Be prepared for emergencies. All teachers should have a plan to reach medical personnel for help with more significant injuries, such as concussions, dislocations, contusions, sprains, abrasions, and fractures. An injury must be completely gone before returning to train. For example, in case of a joint problem, the student must have no pain, no swelling, full range of motion, and normal strength. In case of concussion, the student must have no symptoms at rest or with exercise and should be cleared by a qualified medical professional. Common martial arts injuries. Now, martial arts can result in a wide array of injuries as we discussed earlier. The injury type is often dependent on particular form of martial art being performed. Many forms of martial arts are actually non-contact and these tend to result in overuse injuries. Contact martial arts vary widely in their techniques, rules and protective equipment, and these factors affect the injuries and injury rates. Concussion. Common symptoms of concussion include headache, dizziness, nausea, balance problems, difficulties with concentration and memory problems. Symptoms can last from several minutes to days, weeks, months or even longer in some cases. Martial arts that emphasize striking and throwing are more likely to result in concussions. Any student with symptoms of concussion should be removed from training and evaluated by a health professional. They should not be allowed to return to train until cleared by a qualified healthcare professional. The head, eyes, ear, and nose. Striking and grappling can result in minor injuries such as cuts, bruises, and lacerations. More serious injuries such as fractures of the nose, face or skull, as well as significant injuries of the eyes, mouth or teeth can result. These injuries may be minimized by a selection of martial arts style, proper training and coaching and use of protective equipment. The neck. Minor injuries to the neck such as bruising and abrasions are most common. However, some forms of martial arts such as jiu-jitsu, judo and mixed martial arts do allow choking techniques that can result in loss of consciousness. It's important to understand the risks of different forms of martial arts and to learn them under appropriate supervision. Injuries to the extremities include cuts, bruises, sprains and strains. Fractures and joint dislocations are less common, but can occur, particularly in styles that use throws and joint locking techniques. Injuries can be minimized with proper supervision and the use of appropriate technique. The skin. Cuts are fairly common injuries in martial arts. Athletes participating in contact sports such as wrestling and martial arts can be more prone to developing certain skin infections. These injuries should be evaluated and treated by an appropriate healthcare professional. The five most common injuries in martial arts. Now, no matter how careful you are during training, injuries can and will happen, whether it's a simple wear and tear of your muscles or an accident while sparring. The best way to deal with injuries is to address them immediately. Number one, bruises, cuts and scrapes. Two, cauliflower ear. Three, groin strain. Four, hamstring injuries. And five, stress fractures. Now, how can martial arts injuries be prevented? Well, when initially selecting the martial art you plan to participate in, learn the inherent risks with each style of martial art before selecting the one to pursue. Always train and practice your martial arts under direct supervision from an experienced teacher. Perform proper warm-up and cool-down routines. Wear appropriate protective equipment in your style of martial art, i.e. gloves, mouth guard, headgear, chest protector, padding, and or bracing. And speak with a sports medicine professional or athletic trainer if you have any concerns about injuries or strategies for preventing injuries. Thank you for listening to this episode of the English Martial Arts Podcast Show. And if you enjoyed this one, please tune in next time. Thank you and goodbye.
Listen to us, 'cause we listen to you.